My name is Claire Hamilton. I'm a devoted wife and mother, and have spent years creating a picture-perfect life with my husband David and our two girls, Vicky and Leslie, aged 9 and 13. Life was going well for me. I have a beautiful home, a loving family, and a supportive community. Yet deep down, I felt a void, a sense of longing I couldn't quite understand. I often found myself daydreaming, wondering if there was more to life than the routine I had settled into. I am 32 years of age, and I'm in very good shape. I have perfect curves in all the right places, and my long, shapely legs often turn the heads of many onlookers, both male and female. My long, wavy hair cascades all the way down to the small of my back and is full of life as it bounces around when I walk. I'm often getting hit on by men when I go out and about, but I'm always quick to ward them off by flashing my wedding ring. 2 days ago, a new neighbor moved into the house next door. We were wondering when that house was going to sell as it had been on the market for the last 4 months. I told David that I'll take some refreshments over and introduce myself, but he advised me to give her another day to settle in, which makes sense, I guess. Later that afternoon, I was up on our second-story porch, out back, when a movement in the backyard next door caught my eye. It was our new neighbor, a young woman with long blonde hair and a perfect figure. She was hanging some clothes on the clothesline, which was almost too high for her to reach. Every time she reached up, her short skirt lifted a few inches, revealing a set of long, shapely legs and a pair of white panties that contrasted against her gorgeous tan. I don't know why, but I seemed to get a buzz out of spying on her and seeing more than I should have. Tomorrow is Friday, and I will go over and introduce myself and offer her some refreshments. After David left for work and the girls went off to school, I headed over to our new neighbor's house with a tray full of cookies and some carrot cake left over from last night. As I approached the house, I was a bit nervous, which is natural for me when meeting new people for the first time. I rang the doorbell, and after a few seconds, the door opened, and I was greeted by a lovely smile and a warm welcome. The young woman who I saw in the backyard yesterday was even more beautiful, now that I could see her face to face. Her eyes were the most amazing shade of blue I had ever seen, and her long blonde hair was so shiny and smooth. I introduced myself and welcomed this lovely young woman to the neighborhood. She thanked me, and then looking down at the tray of goodies, she said, "Oh, how sweet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your thoughtfulness. Please come in." After entering her house, I looked around and I could see she was still settling in, as there were quite a few boxes sitting around on the floor, some still unopened. She took the tray of refreshments from me and sat them on the coffee table. She then gave me a hug. It was a brief hug, but it was enough for me to take in the alluring scent of her hair. It smelt so sweet and fresh. She thanked me once again, then introduced herself as Sarah Honeywell, and told me that she had just returned from France, where she was working as an artist. I said, "Wow, that must have been very exciting. It had a lot of interesting moments," she replied. The next thing I know, I have a cup of coffee in my hand, and we're sitting on her sofa, eating cookies and cake, and chatting like two long-lost friends. I felt so comfortable talking to Sarah. There was just something about her that made me feel so much at ease. Sarah was wearing a short skirt that was riding up high on her thighs and revealed quite a lot of her legs. They were lovely and smooth, and my eyes kept wandering downward, catching glimpses of them as we sat and talked. I've never had the desire to be with a woman before, but for some reason, the sight of Sarah's gorgeous legs was having a very pleasant effect on me. I asked Sarah if she moved in with her husband, or a boyfriend perhaps. She said, "No, I'm just by myself here. I did have a boyfriend in France, but I left him, which is the reason I came home, actually." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is everything okay?" Sarah nodded her head and told me that her boyfriend was abusive and very controlling, and that he had hit her once after accusing her of seeing someone else when she came home from work an hour later than usual. I told her it's good that she got out of that toxic relationship. I spent almost 2 hours chatting with Sarah, but it only seemed like a few minutes. Eventually, I told Sarah that I had to go back home and do some housework and start thinking about lunch. Before we parted ways, Sarah gave me another hug and told me that we should get together again soon. I agreed, and before we parted ways, we entered each other's phone numbers into our phones. After I got home, I didn't know why, but I was buzzing with excitement after meeting our new neighbor. I had never been affected in this way before by another woman, and although being at the dinner table with my husband and our two daughters later that evening was a constant reminder that I was a happily married woman, my mind kept bringing up pictures of Sarah sitting there in that short skirt, with her pretty legs exposed. The next morning, Sarah texted me and said that she wanted to return the favor and bring over some cheese and crackers around 10 o'clock. I told her that would be lovely, and I got quite excited at the thought of seeing Sarah again. The doorbell rang right on 10, and when I opened the door, Sarah was standing there in a pretty summer dress, holding a tray with cheese and crackers. I invited her in, and as she looked around, she started complimenting me on the interior design of our house. She particularly commented on the decorations and the color scheme and said that I have great taste. I thanked her, then ushered her into the kitchen where she sat the tray of food on our breakfast bar. I poured some coffee and we sat down next to each other on the swivel chairs that surrounded the bar. As we sat and talked and enjoyed the refreshments, I couldn't help but take in Sarah's pretty face and slim body. At one point, as I moved to grab some more cheese and crackers, my chair suddenly swiveled around and my right knee slid across Sarah's left thigh. The sensation was amazing. I couldn't believe how soft and smooth her lovely leg felt on my skin. This is something I'll never forget. I quickly apologized to Sarah for being so clumsy, but she just smiled and said, "That's okay, honey. The pleasure was all mine." I didn't know how to react to that, so I didn't say anything at all and just giggled like it was a joke. But deep inside, my mind was going 100 miles an hour examining what she had just said. I thought to myself, was she joking? Or did it really give her pleasure to feel another woman's leg rubbing against hers? After all the cheese and crackers were finished, Sarah said she had to go home and continue unpacking. Before she left, we said our goodbyes with a hug. A hug that lingered on for much longer than a friendly hug should have. It seemed that neither of us wanted to let the other go. I enjoyed the feel of Sarah's lovely body against mine when we hugged. Her scent was so sweet and delicious. As time went on, Sarah and I became good friends. We bonded over coffee mornings and long walks. I was drawn to Sarah's zest for life, and that void and sense of longing that I felt seemed to dissipate whenever I was with her. As our friendship deepened, I began to realize that my feelings for Sarah were becoming stronger. I found myself admiring Sarah's sheer beauty more and more each time we were together. One morning, when I was sitting across from Sarah at her dining table sipping coffee, Sarah told me about one of her art assignments she had while she was in France. She told me that on one occasion, she was approached by a lesbian couple who wanted her to paint them in a romantic scene. The couple wanted to be painted while embracing and looking into each other's eyes. She accepted the offer and was asked to come to their apartment to paint them in their own environment. She said it took about 3 afternoons to complete the project, and when it was finished, the couple were very happy with her work and even paid her a bonus on top of the agreed fee. I asked Sarah, "What did you think about the lesbian couple? Like, were you uncomfortable around them?" Sarah answered and said, "Not at all. In fact, I thought they were very sweet the way they displayed their love for one another. They were always touching each other, holding hands, and sharing little kisses whenever they were close. Both women were very attractive, and if you really want to know, It made me feel curious as to what it would be like to be with a woman. Then, as my brain comprehended what she had just said, I felt her bare foot brush my ankle under the table, which caused goosebumps to appear all over my body. At first, I thought it was an accident, but when I looked at her, Sarah was smiling and said again, "Yes, it made me very curious indeed." Then she looked into my eyes and said, "What about you, Claire? Have you ever thought about what it would be like to be with another woman?" I was so embarrassed, and I'm sure my face turned bright red after Sarah's question, and the brief foot massage that happened under the table. I was so mesmerized that I couldn't find the words to answer her. Eventually, I said, "Well, I do find other women attractive, but I have never thought about being with a woman sexually. After all, I am a happily married woman with a family." But deep inside, I knew I was lying. Not only to Sarah, but also to myself. Thinking of Sarah in a sexual way was all I thought about day and night. But I just wasn't yet ready to act on these feelings that I have for this gorgeous woman, mainly because of what others would say, especially my family. After that intense conversation, I had to retreat before I did something I would regret. So I told Sarah that I had to go because I have an appointment with my doctor. I left in a hurry, and when I looked back, Sarah was just sitting there with her mouth wide open and a puzzled look on her face. I felt terrible because I really wanted to tell her how I felt. But instead, I lied to her because I feared what this could turn into. At night, I started pleasuring myself while thinking about Sarah. While David slept next to me, I would put my hand down the front of my panties and finger my moistening pussy. I would moan softly under my breath as I rubbed my swollen clit, all while imagining it was Sarah's sweet tongue eating me out. I had many powerful orgasms over the next few weeks as I fantasized about making love with Sarah. I so looked forward to our time together more than anything else in my day. There was an undeniable spark between us, something that went beyond friendship. I was becoming infatuated with Sarah and couldn't stop thinking about her. Part of me wanted to run over to her house in the middle of the night and tell how I really feel, but I don't have the guts. Over the next few weeks, we did go out to lunch a few times, but neither of us brought up the subject that we discussed in her kitchen that day. A couple of weeks later, my husband David had to go out of town for work and would be away for the whole week. And with the two girls away at summer camp, I would be on my own for the whole time. This situation gave me the perfect opportunity to spend even more time with Sarah, something I probably shouldn't do, but something I couldn't resist or didn't want to resist doing. I decided to invite her over for dinner and drinks one night, which was something I was very nervous and at the same time very excited about, knowing where it may lead. But I just couldn't help myself. I was so attracted to Sarah that I didn't care that I was married or where this would lead. I had to have her. I had to feel her sexy body in my arms and feel those gorgeous lips on mine. I had to push away any thoughts that interrupted my true feelings for this lovely woman. I had asked Sarah to come over around 7. So earlier in the day, I put on a roast that would take most of the afternoon to cook. While the roast was cooking, I went shopping for a new outfit for the occasion and settled on a sexy red cocktail dress that showed off my feminine assets perfectly. I also bought a bottle of expensive red wine to go with the food and help us to relax. As the time drew near, I spent quite a lot of time showering and grooming myself to look my best for Sarah. It made me feel so aroused that I was doing all this to impress another woman. I put on some makeup and dressed up in the sexy red cocktail dress I had bought earlier. That dress really showed off my shapely legs and a large amount of cleavage. It made me feel so sexy and so naughty. I also sprayed on my most expensive perfume that I only used on very special occasions. Just before 7, the doorbell rang, and I nervously approached the front door. When I opened the door, I looked in amazement at my gorgeous neighbor, who had also dressed up for the occasion. I thought to myself, I want this, before the night is out. I want to end up in the arms of this gorgeous woman and make love to her all through the night. Sarah wore a beautiful purple dress that didn't leave much to the imagination. The dress had very thin shoulder straps that exposed Sarah's elegant shoulders, and the plunging neckline ended in a V just below her ample breasts. The dress also hugged her slim waist and rounded hips beautifully and ended way above her knees to reveal those amazing long legs. I couldn't take my eyes off my lovely neighbor as we both walked over to the dining room in preparation for dinner. Our conversation during dinner was mainly just small talk, but I did get Sarah to talk a lot more about her escapades while she was abroad. Sarah complimented me, not only for my excellent cooking, but also for my selection of wine. After we had finished eating, the two of us headed over to the lounge, glass of wine in hand, and sat down close to each other. The wine was having its effect on both of us, and after two more glasses, we were starting to get a bit tipsy. Suddenly, I got up and put on some music to set the mood, and when I sat back down, I sat even closer to Sarah than before. I was so close that our legs were touching each other, which sent tingles all over my body. Sarah didn't try to pull away from me, which inspired me to become more confident and assertive. I looked into Sarah's pretty eyes and said, "Are you really curious about being with another woman?" Sarah sat up to attention and first nodded, then said in a whisper, "Yes, I am." With that, I put my hand on Sarah's sexy, smooth leg and started sliding it up and down, feeling the softness and warmth that I've been craving for a while now. Sarah put her hand on top of mine and moved it even further up her leg as she opened them slightly. I looked up at Sarah and saw that she was enjoying the moment as much as I was. The feel of another woman's gorgeous leg was so erotic and sensual for me, and I could feel a dampness forming in the crotch of my panties. Then one of Sarah's favorite songs started playing, so she jumped up and said, "I really love this song. Come on, Claire, please dance with me." I didn't hesitate for a second, and in an instant, the two of us were in each other's arms, waltzing around the room just like a couple. I had one hand on Sarah's shoulder while the other wrapped around her slim waist. Our dancing became more intimate, and the gap between our bodies got smaller and smaller as we instinctively pulled each other closer. Eventually, our bodies were so close that our breasts were rubbing against each other as we moved to the music. Because of the type of dresses we were wearing, neither of us were wearing a bra, so I could literally feel Sarah's nipples getting harder beneath the thin material as our tits rubbed on each other. I looked deep into Sarah's pretty eyes and said, "You are so beautiful, Sarah. It feels so nice and so right to be here in your arms and so close to you like this." Sarah replied, "Thank you, Claire. That is so sweet. I also want you to know that I am so happy to be here with you. And I know I probably shouldn't say this, but I think I'm falling in love with you. I've never felt this way about another woman before, but I find you so irresistible. I have been attracted to you ever since I first saw you. Just look at you. You are absolutely stunning in that sexy dress, and that perfume you're wearing is driving me crazy." Sarah's favorite song ended, so we stood still and just looked into each other's eyes. Then Sarah moved her right hand up and cupped the left side of my face. She then gently brushed some loose strands of my hair back behind my ear as she moved her hand to the back of my neck. The feel of her soft, elegant hand on my face made me tremble with anticipation. Then Sarah pulled my face closer to hers, so close that I could feel her sweet breath on my face. Then we both instinctively tilted our heads and parted our lips. Finally, The soft lips of this gorgeous woman were on mine as we shared a passionate French kiss. I couldn't believe how romantic it felt as I kissed Sarah's sweet lips. I had never kissed another woman before, and I just couldn't get over the softness of her lips, and wondered why I had never tried this in my younger days. After a few seconds, I reached around and put my hand on the back of Sarah's neck to pull her even deeper into the kiss. We were frantically running our hands through each other's hair and all over each other's curvy figures as we devoured each other's mouths and tongues in a way that can only be experienced by two women in love. We tilted our heads one way and then the other. We just couldn't get enough of each other. Our lipstick was getting all messed up as we made out, but the sweet taste of another woman's lipstick only heightened my arousal. It was a delightful reminder that I was eating that forbidden fruit of lesbian love, which made me feel wonderfully naughty. I couldn't believe how wonderful it felt, how soft and sensual Sarah's lips were, and how turned on I was getting. When Sarah stuck her tongue down my throat, I let out a muffled moan, and my nipples felt like they grew an inch longer. After more than 10 minutes of passionate kissing, Sarah pulled away and told me that this was better than she ever dreamed it would be. She said, "I have never been with a woman before, but after kissing you, I am now going to reconsider my sexual orientation. I think I have been a lesbian all along, and you helped me realize it." I told Sarah that I loved that idea, and said, "You are filling a void deep inside me that I have felt for years. I now realize that I have been denying my true lesbian nature all those years. The love I feel for you, Sarah, is stronger than any love I have even known." Then I took Sarah by the hand and led her upstairs to my bedroom, where I once again put on some soft music. I was on fire for Sarah and couldn't wait to get naked with her. I took the lead and started undressing her. I grabbed the hem of her purple dress and lifted it up and over her head and shoulders, then tossed it onto the floor, leaving Sarah standing there in just a pair of skimpy panties. I stood back for a few seconds to admire the alluring beauty of another female's sexy body. I was so excited knowing that in a few seconds, I would finally get to run my hands up and down those long, silky, smooth legs that I had been dreaming about over the past few weeks. Then I knelt down right in front of Sarah, which put my face level with Sarah's crotch. I then placed my hands around the back of Sarah's upper thighs and ran them all the way to her ankles, then back up to her firm ass. I then planted soft, sweet kisses all over the front of Sarah's legs while I continued to caress them. I looked up at Sarah and said, "I've wanted to do this ever since the first time I saw you in a short skirt." Sarah's legs felt so good in my hands, I didn't want to stop feeling them. I then wrapped my arms around Sarah's hips and put my right cheek up against her panty-covered pussy. I stayed that way for almost a minute, all the time enjoying Sarah's sweet, womanly scent. Then Sarah reached down and put her finger under my chin and said, "Come up here, sweetheart. It's time to get you out of that dress." She then grabbed my hands and helped me up. Sarah lovingly looked into my eyes and said, "That was so sweet and so erotic what you just did. Your soft, elegant hands on my legs made my whole body tingle and quiver with excitement. I have never been this sexually aroused in all my life." I leant forward and kissed Sarah on her slender neck, just under her right earlobe. I then whispered in her ear and said, "I have been fingering my cunt every night for the last few weeks, while imagining it was your soft, feminine lips licking and eating me out." Sarah then pulled back and looked into my eyes and said, "I've been doing the same, sweet lady." This made me so fucking horny that I'm sure pussy juice was going to start running down my legs any second now. Sarah then continued unzipping my dress from the back while nibbling on my earlobe, causing a naughty smile to appear on my face. After getting the zip all the way down, she let my dress fall to the floor. We stood there naked except for our panties. We admired each other's sexy bodies for a moment, before being drawn to each other for a loving embrace. I could feel Sarah's naked and erect nipples rubbing on mine, and it was so much more intense without clothing getting in the way. The idea that I was feeling another woman's tits rubbing all over mine sent shivers of ecstasy surging through my body. We looked into one another's eyes, and our lips came together once again for yet another soul-stirring French kiss. I don't remember ever kissing a man this passionately. And I knew then and there that a spark had been ignited within my soul that would change my life forever. Then Sarah pushed me onto the bed and climbed on top of me. Our bodies were perfectly aligned, and once again, we started kissing passionately. And as we did, our nipples rubbed together, which sent spine-tingling feelings of pleasure rushing to our already throbbing pussies. I reached up and put my arms around Sarah's back and held her tight as I fell deeper and deeper into the throes of lesbianism. Then, as I moved my hands all over Sarah's lovely body from her shoulders to her waist and to her ass, I delighted in the feel of silky, smooth, feminine skin and the sexy curves that are only attributed to a female. Now and then, Sarah broke the kiss to lick and suck on my neck. She would also suck and bite on my ears, which drove me to heights of passion that I had never experienced with my husband or any man, for that matter. Then Sarah pulled away and told me to open my mouth, which I did willingly. Then Sarah let a huge wad of saliva dribble out of her mouth and right into my open mouth. I eagerly swallowed every drop and told Sarah that I loved it and wanted more. The idea that I had the sweet saliva from another woman inside my stomach was so naughty and so sexy. Then, after a couple more loads of sweet lesbian saliva, we rolled over so that I was now on top, and Sarah asked me to give her some of my sweet nectar. So, I gathered up as much saliva in my mouth as I could and dribbled it into Sarah's open mouth. Sarah squealed with delight as she swallowed every drop of my forbidden fruit. Then we kissed again, but this time we excreted saliva all over each other's mouths, which ran down Sarah's neck. Not wanting to waste anything, I was quick to lick up the escaping saliva from Sarah's sweet neck and drop it back in her mouth, which made her quiver in ecstasy. We rolled over once again so that Sarah was on top again. It was time for the next phase of our lesbian lovemaking, so Sarah started by moving down my body, and when she reached my perky tits, she started sucking and biting my nipples, which caused me to moan softly. I kept running my hands through Sarah's long blonde hair as I softly called her name over and over. Then Sarah moved further down, kissing and licking my tummy and belly button as she went. I giggled with delight when she stuck her tongue deep into my belly button. Then, after moving a little further down, Sarah's face was now hovering over my pussy, and all that was separating it from Sarah's wanting lips was the thin material of my panties. Sarah hooked her fingers into both sides of the waistband of my panties and slowly pulled them down and off, lightly kissing my legs as she went. But before discarding my soaked panties, she brought them to her nose and sniffed the crotch. She said, "Wow, your cunt smells so fucking sweet, girl." Then she put the crotch of my panties into her mouth, and after sucking on them for a few seconds, she said, "And you taste even better." Then Sarah did something so erotic it made my body ache with lust. She shoved my panties down the front of her own panties so that the wet crotch was mashed into her own cunt. She then smiled and said, "I feel so horny for you, Claire, now that I can feel your wetness ravaging my clit." Then she said, Now it's time to taste that sweet nectar straight from the source. I spread my legs wide as Sarah bent down so that her face was only a couple of inches from my mound. She softly blew on the pubic hair of my bush, which sent a wave of pleasure to my core. Then Sarah breathed in through her nose to take in my scent. She then looked down at my open, wet cunt and smiled as she saw some girl cream oozing out of me. Sarah then looked up at me and said, "You have a very pretty pussy, girl. And the scent is so arousing." I answered and said, "You look so fucking pretty down there between my legs. Sarah, I never knew that sex with another woman could be so beautiful." Sarah then stuck out her tongue and started licking my oozing slit. She had never tasted another woman before, so she took it slow at first, but soon picked up the pace as she obviously enjoyed the experience more and more. I started moaning in pleasure right away and was already more aroused now than I had ever been in the past. I put one hand on the back of Sarah's head and used the other to rub and pinch my nipples. Sarah's pussy licking became even more intense as she could sense that I was approaching a climax. I started thrusting my hips up and down in rhythm to Sarah's licking motions. Sarah was now frantically lapping at my quivering cunt as she knew I was about to come. I looked down at Sarah and told her to look up at me with those pretty eyes. Then when Sarah looked up at me, it tipped me over the edge, and I started bucking my hips up and down on Sarah's lovely face as I came so hard that I flooded her with lesbian juice. Sarah lapped it all up and then came up and laid on top of me so that our faces were inches apart. I told Sarah that I had never felt anything like this before, and that I now know what a real orgasm feels like. I told her that I had never experienced sexual pleasure like this with my husband, not even on our wedding night. We lay there in each other's arms, and I said, "That was wonderful, Sarah. Are you sure you've never been with a woman before?" "No, baby," she replied. "You are my very first lesbian experience." For some reason, every time Sarah used the term lesbian to describe out lovemaking, it turned me on even more. Then I rolled back up on top of Sarah, and we kissed again for at least another 5 minutes. The novelty of kissing another woman's soft lips wasn't wearing off anytime soon. Then after we reluctantly broke our kiss, it was my turn to please Sarah. I paused for a few seconds and thought to myself that I was about to do something I had never done before. I was about to go down on another woman and eat her pussy. These thoughts overwhelmed me with sexual excitement, and there is nothing I want more right now than to pop this beautiful woman's lesbian cherry. I moved down Sarah's perfect body and started sucking and biting her swollen nipples. Her tits were so soft and sexy that I spent the next 5 minutes trying to devour them. I kept running my hands up and down Sarah's body, and I loved the feeling of her soft skin and perfect curves. I couldn't believe how excited I was getting as I soaked up the sheer pleasure of touching another woman's sexy body. I eventually made my way down to her panty-covered pussy and smiled when I saw my panties still scrunched up inside hers. I pulled my panties out and threw them on Sarah's face and said, "You are a very naughty lesbian, aren't you?" Sarah grabbed my panties and rubbed them all over her pretty face, all the while sniffing the musky scent of pussy. I then grabbed the waistband of her panties and slowly pulled them down. It felt so sexy to be stripping another woman of her very last piece of clothing. Once I got them off, I couldn't help myself and had to bring them to my nose for a sniff. Oh my, they smelt so delicious that I wanted to eat them. But I had other things on my mind, like burying my head between those gorgeous legs and feasting on sweet lesbian cunt. I grabbed Sarah's leg and raised it up so that her calf was on my tits, and her foot extended over my right shoulder. I started stroking her leg ever so softly with my fingertips and watched as Sarah threw her head back and moaned in pleasure. I was moving my fingers down her thigh almost to her pussy and then back up to her ankle. My God, her leg felt so sexy. After a few minutes of stroking Sarah's lovely leg, I let it drop back to the bed and ordered her to spread her legs wide for me. She opened her legs and stretched them out to the point of almost doing the splits. I looked down in amazement at the sight of this gorgeous woman exposing herself to me in the most vulnerable way. I knelt down and moved forward so that my face was right above her gaping cunt. The sight of another woman's most intimate private part so close to me was driving me crazy. I could see a wet spot on the bedsheet below her sex, and a stream of pussy juice slowly oozing out of her. This is the sight of a lesbian in heat, I thought to myself. I couldn't wait any longer as the sight and scent of her was drawing me in like a powerful magnet. I moved down and licked her slit from the base of her vagina to her clit and scooped up her girl juice in the process. The taste was tangy, but also had a very pleasant sweetness to it. Once I heard her start moaning louder, I got more motivated to eat her more passionately. I was also getting turned on myself knowing that I was pleasing another woman sexually, an act considered taboo by society, but an act that felt so natural to me. Sarah had quite a large clitoris, which I was able to suck into my mouth and then use my tongue to tease the protruding bud. This got Sarah bucking and writhing on the bed as she was getting close to her first lesbian orgasm. Then Sarah started calling my name over and over. Claire. Oh, Claire. Oh, don't stop. Please, dying, coming. Oh, God, I'm coming. She was moaning so loud I thought the neighbors might hear her as she came so hard in my mouth. Sarah was squeezing my head between her thighs as she came down from her mind-blowing orgasm. She told me later that she too had never had a real orgasm before in her life. After Sarah released my head from between her legs, I moved up beside her and we just lay there motionless with our faces inches apart. As I stared at Sarah's gorgeous face, I could see that she was still breathing heavily as she recovered from her powerful orgasm. I got so much enjoyment just staring at Sarah's gorgeous face. I especially love the way she looks when she is being pleasured. Then, after a minute or so, I moved my hand up and started gently stroking the side of Sarah's face as I lovingly brushed some of her hair back behind her ear. Sarah then started caressing the side of my body from my hip to my shoulder as she followed the contour of my slim waist. She said, "That was fucking incredible, Claire. I had no idea that making love to another woman, especially a beautiful woman like you, could be so wonderful." We stayed like that for a few more minutes. Then we began to hug each other while mashing our faces into each other's napes. I had tears of joy running down my face as I realized that the empty void that I was longing for had been filled by this gorgeous, sexy woman who has come into my life. We lay there in each other's arms for a while. Then Sarah said that she wanted to try something. She told me that she had watched a porno with her boyfriend back in France, and during the movie, there was a lesbian scene. She explained that one of the acts that the lesbians did was to open their legs while facing each other, then move towards each other and scissor their legs into each other until their cunts were touching. Then they would grind the pussies on each other. She told me that she got wet watching them and wondered what it would feel like to have another woman's clit grinding on hers. Oh, wow. I was getting horny just listening to Sarah describe that lesbian act. I told her I would love to try it, and that I want to feel her pussy fucking me. We got into place and spread our legs wide as we moved toward each other. I could see Sarah's gaping cunt, and I could see that it was very wet. I couldn't wait to feel her sex touching mine as we moved closer to each other. Eventually, our pussies made contact, and after some adjustments, we were able to position ourselves so that our gaping holes were lined up perfectly. It was like our cunts were kissing each other. Oh my lord, the feeling of having another woman's wet pussy rubbing on mine was so erotic. It wasn't just the stimulation from the grinding. It was the fact that it was another woman's cunt that was screwing me. After a few minutes of grinding on each other, Sarah told me to reach down and spread my pussy lips apart with my fingers so that my clit would be exposed. Sarah did the same thing, and when our exposed clits touched each other, it was electrifying. We both came several times during this disgustingly erotic act of forbidden sex. After our bodies were exhausted from all the wonderful girl sex, we went back to just lying there in each other's arms, while smiling into each other's eyes. We eventually fell asleep in each other's arms and didn't wake up until 6 in the morning. I think that was the best sleep I have ever had. When I awoke, I looked over at Sarah sleeping next to me and started to feel horny just from the thought that I was in bed with another woman. I kissed Sarah on the cheek and said, "Wake up, sleeping beauty." She eventually opened her eyes and said, "Oh, wow. That was an incredible night, my gorgeous lesbian lover." I agreed with her, and a sigh of relief came over me, because I was worried that she might wake up and regret being with me last night. I got out of bed, still completely naked, and used the restroom before going into the kitchen and starting the coffee maker. I then went to my closet and fetched a couple of nighties for us to wear, as it was a bit cool in the morning hours. By the time Sarah got up, got dressed, and used the restroom, the coffee was ready. I poured 2 cups and placed them on the breakfast bar and invited Sarah to come sit next to me and have her coffee. When she sat down, she swiveled her chair around so that she was facing me. She then moved one of her legs over to my chair and started caressing my ankle, all the while looking at me with a devious grin on her face. I put my hand on her leg and said, "You are so fucking sexy, Sarah. I love being with you like this." After we finished our coffees, I asked Sarah if she wanted to have a shower to freshen up. She said, "Sure, but only if you'll join me." I smiled and said, "I wouldn't have it any other way, sweetheart." Once in the shower, we had fun soaping each other's bodies up and rubbing our soapy tits on each other as we moved around. I loved it when Sarah stood behind me and wrapped her arms around my upper body and fondled my tits while nibbling on my earlobe. Then, after we washed each other's hair, we came together in a passionate kiss while stroking each other's bodies. Then it came time to wash our private parts. So Sarah gathered up some soap in her hand and rubbed it between my legs. She kept running her finger up and down my entire slit. Then, to my delight, she stuck a finger inside me, which caused me to let out a squeal. She then pumped my cunt with her slippery finger until my juices were flowing once again. We kissed passionately as I ran my hands up and down Sarah's shapely body. Then, with the added pleasure of her perky tits rubbing on mine, my whole body erupted in another shuddering orgasm. I wanted to give Sarah the same pleasure she just gave me, so I put my hand between her lovely legs and started foaming up her pussy. Then I knelt down and put my right arm around her thigh so I could access her from behind. Meanwhile, my other hand was exploring her pussy, which I wanted to finger so badly. When I looked up, I could see Sarah looking down at me, smiling, and knew she was ready for a good finger fucking. But what she wasn't ready for was what I was about to do with the fingers on my right hand. I started my sexual attack by inserting a finger into Sarah's tight pussy hole, which made her gasp with pleasure. Then I found her puckered little bum hole with the index finger of my right hand and shoved it all the way in. It was really tight, and I could feel Sarah's body flinch at the anal invasion. But as I moved both fingers in and out of her holes, she was able to relax and even started rocking her pelvis against my fingers to indicate that she was fine with being fucked in both holes. I was also getting very aroused myself, not only because of the feel and sight before me, but because it felt so wonderfully naughty to be defiling another female's body like this. Then I started twisting the finger that was up her ass, back and forth in an attempt to stimulate her further, all the while pumping my other finger faster and faster in and out of her slippery cunt. After another minute, I could feel the walls of her vagina convulsing around my finger, and knew she was ready to come. I looked up and saw my gorgeous woman throw her head back and open her mouth wide as she moaned her orgasm. She called my name over and over as she came so hard. We dried off, and I got dressed in some clean clothes, while Sarah slipped on the dress she wore the night before. Then she walked back to her house to get into some clean clothes. She didn't bother with her underwear at all, and before walking out the door, she turned and lifted her dress to give me a good look at her naked pussy. "Oh my goodness, Sarah, you are so naughty," I exclaimed as I took in the gorgeous dark bush that framed her sex. A couple of hours later, Sarah texted me and asked if I wanted to go out for lunch with her and maybe do some shopping. I gladly accepted, and we decided to go to the shopping mall a few miles away as we didn't want to run into people we knew around our area. I didn't want David or the girls to find out about Sarah just yet, although I knew I would have to say something eventually. I picked Sarah up at her house, and after she jumped in my car, she leaned over and kissed me on my lips. I responded wildly, and we spent the next 5 minutes necking and devouring each other's mouths. After our kissing session, we had to use some wet wipes to clean the smeared lipstick off our mouths. Then, after applying some fresh lipstick to each other, we headed out to a small, cozy restaurant a few miles from home, which was opposite a major shopping mall. Sarah was very naughty on the drive over there. She put her hand on my leg and slid it up under my skirt and started rubbing my pussy through my panties. I told her to wait until we were home later, but she said, "I can't wait that long, baby. Seeing your gorgeous legs protruding from your short skirt has made me horny as hell. I just had to feel your lovely, soft, feminine skin in my hand." I let out a sly smile and parted my legs as much as I could to give Sarah better access to my lesbian cunt, which was getting wetter by the second. Sarah then pushed her hand inside the leg of my panties and was able to get her long, slender finger deep inside me. I can't believe it, but I orgasmed while driving in traffic. Sarah then put her finger up to her mouth so she could taste my pussy cum. She licked and sucked on her moisty fingers and told me that I was much sweeter than any cock she had ever sucked. When we arrived at the restaurant, we were greeted by a lovely young girl at the front desk who told us it would be a 10-minute wait for a table. I was surprised at my reaction to the young girl at the front desk. Normally, I wouldn't have thought anything. However, since being initiated into the erotic world of lesbianism, I found myself staring at this pretty young girl, thinking how I would like to devour her. Sarah noticed me staring at the girl. She leaned over and whispered in my ear, "She's very pretty, isn't she?" I noticed her too. "Wouldn't it be so fucking sexy to have a threesome with her?" I said, "Behave yourself, Sarah. Not every girl you see is a lesbian. Maybe not. But I believe all women have the potential to be turned, given the opportunity. And we are a perfect example of that," Sarah replied with a sly grin. After only 5 minutes, we were ushered to our table where Sarah and I sat opposite one another. We ordered some wine and perused the menu while waiting for the wine to arrive. After the wine was served, we quickly gulped it down and ordered another. I felt so horny sitting there looking into Sarah's beautiful eyes as I sipped my wine. Then I took the initiative, and after slipping off my shoe, I ran my foot up and down Sarah's silky smooth ankle. She said, "Now, who's the naughty one?" We were in a dark corner of the restaurant, so no one could really see what was happening under the table. So I ran my foot up higher and higher on Sarah's lovely legs, and eventually I reached her panty-covered pussy. I wiggled my toes over her sex, which made Sarah almost spill her wine as she gulped at the feel of my toes on her cunt. Then Sarah told me to hold on a second, as she looked around to make sure no one was looking, then proceeded to pull her panties down to her ankles, before kicking them off completely. I then moved my foot back up Sarah's long legs, which were now spread wide for me. The feel of her soft, sexy legs was so nice on my foot as I moved it up her inner thigh towards her slit. When my toes made contact, I could feel that Sarah's cunt was wet and slippery. I moved my foot all over her core, and my big toe found her opening, so I pushed a little further and it slipped inside her. By this time, Sarah had the most delightful look of pleasure on her face as she started to moan softly. I started fucking my toe in and out of her hole, and after a few minutes, she had to put a napkin up to her mouth to muffle her moans of sexual pleasure as she came all over my foot. Sarah then looked at me with a loving look on her face and said, "Oh, Claire, I'm so enjoying the thrill of being a lesbian with you." To which I responded, "Me too, sweetheart. Me too." I then bent down and picked up Sarah's discarded panties. And while I was still bent over, I brought the crotch to my nose and sniffed in the intoxicating scent of a beautiful woman. It made me feel so horny. Then I quickly put them in my purse as the waiter was approaching to take our order. After we ate, we headed to the mall to do some shopping, and as we walked around the mall, we held hands at times. I loved holding Sarah's hand. It felt so right and so natural to show affection for her in public. Of course, we did get some interesting looks from both men and women when they noticed we were holding hands. As we were walking around, I spotted a women's intimate clothing store and told Sarah that I wanted to buy her some lingerie. She said okay, but only if you get some for yourself as well, which I agreed to. Once inside the store, we were approached by a middle-aged woman who was very attractive. She asked if we needed any help, so I replied, "Yes, we do. I want to buy some lingerie for my beautiful girlfriend and myself." "Oh, wow. Okay, I'll get some options together for you to try." I think she was a little stunned when she sensed that we were a lesbian couple. A few minutes later, the sales clerk came back with half a dozen bra, garter belts, and panties. They all looked amazing, so we both slipped into the same changing room to try on the garments. We both stripped down to our underwear, except that Sarah was not wearing any panties. After the foot sex session at the restaurant earlier, I was so excited looking at Sarah's naked bush in all its glory, but had to control myself considering where we were. We helped each other in and out of several sets of the sexy underwear and got to feel each other's tits and pussies in the process. I was so horny that I leaned over and whispered in Sarah's ear, "I can't wait to get you home and bury my face in your gorgeous bush, Sarah. I'm going to devour your sweet pussy and eat you out more vigorously than before." Sarah smiled as she turned to face me, and our lips met again in a soft French kiss. After about 20 minutes, we emerged from the changing booth with our selections. The sales clerk then smiled profusely while pointing to her lips. She then directed us to a mirror at the end of one of the clothing aisles. When we saw ourselves in the mirror, we started laughing because our lipstick was smeared all over each other's mouths, and it was obvious that we had been kissing each other. I loved this because I was so proud to have other people know that Sarah and I were a lesbian couple who were madly in love with each other. After our shopping spree, I dropped Sarah off at her house and told her to come over a bit later, as I had to have a Skype session with David around 6, and if she was there, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on the conversation with him. David called around 6 as planned, and we spoke for about half an hour. David told me about his day and his work, which I pretended to be interested in. Then we said our goodbyes and told each other we loved each other, but I felt my heart wasn't really in it. In reality, I was so excited about what was going to happen later when Sarah came over. After the call with David, I got dressed up in the lingerie that I had bought earlier, and I was amazed at how sexy I looked and how it made me feel. I was so horny that I pulled out Sarah's panties from my purse and started sniffing and licking them. Then I took off my panties so that I was in my stockings, garter belt, and bra. I then sat down in my recliner and spread my legs wide so that my cunt was gaping open and ready for some lesbian action. I then started rubbing the crotch of Sarah's soiled panties all over my moistening slit. I immediately started moaning in pleasure and couldn't believe how erotic it felt to be getting off on another woman's panties. As I approached orgasm, I heard the doorbell ring out and had to compose myself enough to answer the door. I slipped on a robe and opened the door to see Sarah standing there, also dressed in a robe. I invited her in and took her hand to lead her to the love seat and told her to make herself comfortable. I put on some romantic music, opened a bottle of wine, and poured us a glass so we could relax and enjoy each other's company. I sat next to her on the love seat, and as I sipped my wine, I turned to her and told her how much I loved her. I told her that I had never loved anyone as much as I loved her in my entire life. Sarah then looked into my eyes and told me that she was infatuated with me and that she would not want to live if she couldn't have me in her life. I then grabbed her glass of wine and placed both our glasses on the side table. Then I stood up and grabbed Sarah by her hand and pulled her up and into me. We kissed like there was no tomorrow, and after about 5 minutes, I stood back and took off my robe. Sarah did the same, and I was delighted to find that she too only had on the lingerie that she had bought earlier. We then embraced and French kissed while running our hands all over each other's sexy bodies. We told each other how sexy we looked, and literally ran to my bedroom to engage in some more forbidden acts of lesbianism. We took off our bras but kept on our garter belts and stockings to add to the sexiness of the situation. Sarah laid on top of me, and while I ran my hands up and down her womanly figure, we kissed like two lesbians in heat, and just couldn't get enough of each other's tongues and sweet saliva. We had sex all through the night, and eventually slept in each other's arms. In the morning, it was so lovely to wake up next to such a beautiful creature as Sarah. For the next few days, we were inseparable. We had passionate sex at every opportunity. We spent every possible moment in bed making love and just didn't want to be anywhere else except in each other's arms with our naked bodies writhing together. We had crazy, dirty lesbian sex. Sarah loved it when I stuck my finger deep in her ass while I ate her pussy out. Then she was mesmerized when we looked into each other's eyes as I pulled my finger out of her ass and stuck it in my mouth to taste her musky anal juices. Then, not to be outdone, Sarah told me to lie on my back and put my knees up to my chest while spreading my legs. When I was in position, she knelt before me and started licking my open cunt. I was so open that she was able to get her tongue at least 2 inches inside me. I was moaning and squealing with pleasure as she literally fucked me with her sweet tongue. Then she moved to my anus and was able to get her tongue up my ass as far as she did with my cunt. She looked at me with love in her eyes and said, "Your ass tastes so delicious, honey." With that, I orgasmed so hard that my pussy juice flowed out and ran down to my ass, where it was quickly devoured by the lovely woman who was eating me. I couldn't believe how wonderful this time was with Sarah. We were so in love that we couldn't bear to be apart even for a moment. Wherever we went, we walked with arms wrapped around each other and openly kissed each other on the lips in public for all to see. It was so romantic. Then came that day we were both dreading, the day when my daughters and husband would be returning. I was so depressed at the thought of not being able to sleep in the arms of the woman I loved. I was not looking forward to going back to being a boring housewife, living in a relationship that now seemed unnatural to me. Yes, the time I had over the past week with Sarah as a lesbian seemed so much more natural and normal to me. At first, when David returned, I pretended that everything was fine. But over time, this began to change. Although Sarah and I were able to carry on our lesbian affair by having lunchtime sex during the day, it just wasn't enough for me. I even felt like I was cheating on Sarah every time I went to bed with David at night. I realized that I couldn't continue this lie of being the perfect housewife and mother, and pretending that I liked it. I started refusing David's sexual advances by telling him I had a headache, or telling him I was on my period, or too tired, etc. Sometimes I would let him go down on me, but I would pretend that it was Sarah's soft, feminine lips eating me out. This went on for the next several months, and eventually David got very frustrated, and we started arguing over my refusal to have intercourse with him. Over time, the arguments got more heated, and David suggested that we get some counseling. I told him I didn't need counseling, and that I have been going through some changes in my life. David then asked, "What changes? What are you talking about, woman?" I then felt I had no choice but to tell him the truth, or at least part of it. I told him that I no longer had any sexual attraction to men, and that I was more interested in women. With tears in my eyes, I told him that I think I am a lesbian. David just stood there with his chin on the floor. He was so shocked that he didn't say anything for the next minute. Then he said, "It's that fucking woman next door, isn't it? I know you are very close to her. So tell me, have you been having an affair with her?" I didn't want to implicate Sarah in all this, but I guess I had to come clean. I told David, "Yes, we have been having an affair. I love Sarah and want to be with her." In a mad rage, David grabbed all my clothes from our wardrobe and threw them out the window, where they fell onto the sidewalk. Then he grabbed a suitcase and threw it out after them. He told me to get out and never come back. He told me that he'll divorce me and gain full custody of our daughters, and that I will never see them again. I started crying and told him that I didn't want it to come to this. I told him I did plan to leave him eventually, but wanted it to be on good terms. He yelled at me again and told me to go, calling me a filthy lesbo bitch. By this time, our daughters heard the commotion and came running upstairs to see what was going on. David turned to them and told them that their mother is a lesbian and that she has been having an affair with our neighbor Sarah. He told them that he was kicking me out and they are not to see me anymore. I ran downstairs and out onto the sidewalk at the front of our house. As I gathered up my clothes and shuffled them into the suitcase, my daughter Leslie came running out of the house, crying and pleaded with me not to leave. I told her it was for the best. I told her that I'll just be next door, and that things will work out when David cools down. I told her nothing would keep me from seeing my daughters and that she shouldn't worry too much. Then I hugged her and told her I loved her before heading over to Sarah's house. I rang the doorbell, and when Sarah opened the door, all I could do was run into her loving arms and hug her so tight that I almost broke a rib. I was crying uncontrollably and told her what had happened. Sarah whispered in my ear as we were hugging and said, "It's okay, darling. It's okay, don't cry, sweetheart. This is something that had to happen eventually, but everything is going to be all right. Just know that I love you, Claire, and I want to be with you for the rest of our lives." Then Sarah just smiled and said, "I'm sorry that you're so upset, sweetheart, but look on the bright side. Now we can be together all the time and won't have to sneak around behind David's back anymore." She then held my face in her hands and kissed all my tears away, eventually ending in a warm, passionate French kiss. Oh, how I have become so addicted to the feel of another woman's soft lips on mine. After 3 months of negotiations and court hearings, our divorce was finalized. In the end, David was ordered to pay me out for my half of our house and a reasonable ongoing amount of alimony. I didn't fight David for full custody of our girls, but did want to have equal shared custody. The judge ended up granting my request, and so every 2 weeks, the girls would alternate between David's house and mine and Sarah's house. Life was getting better for me all the time. Sarah and I just fell deeper and deeper in love as time went on. To be continued.